plate a potential nugget.
So, really, let's jump into the book. Congrats on the book and the initial success in the first few weeks.
Thank you.
You use the term business storytelling. And again, for the purpose of listeners of this podcast, I'd love for you to expand on the nuance here. How is it different from storytelling?
Interesting. So let me take two sides of the spectrum. So if you were to draw an axis, on one end of that spectrum is what I call big S storytelling. Yeah, big S storytelling is the usual storytelling that we are aware of. Whether you take the Ramayana or the Mahabharata or Dilwale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge or Harry Potter. I don't operate anywhere there. For me, business storytelling is at the other extreme. This is little stories, little recounts, recount of experiences you've had, all of which can be very powerfully brought in to make a point during business, business conversations, etc. So to me, that is business storytelling. Business storytelling is harnessing it in the context of business. The critical differences to me are, A, the amount of detail that you need to go into any story when you're in business needs to be only what is required to drive home that point and nothing more. So there is a whole lot of work that you need to do to make sure that you don't keep back in the story stuff that you like, which need not be important for delivering that message very clearly. Yeah. Whereas if you're doing it in the bar, you can be rambling a bit and adding things that are not there. The second big difference to me is storytelling in business needs to be for a reason, a business reason. There must be a reason why you're telling that story. You're trying to make a point, you're trying to illustrate something, you're trying to deliver something in a way that is more memorable. In a bar, you could walk in and say, hey, let me tell you a story. Why? Because I heard a great story. Now, you can't do that in business. And the last thing is, because it is business, and this is where I think I differ from the new generation of business storytellers that have arrived in the last 5 years, is I believe that business storytelling doesn't have anything to do with things like voice modulation. Now, very often, the learning and development person in companies I work with, they look at the agenda of my workshop and say, where is voice modulation? And my answer is in the theater. Yeah. For some reason, in this country, a lot of public speaking training and now storytelling training is done by people from theater. Now, while they are good at theater, we are not going to be doing theater in the boardroom. Yeah. We need to be in boardroom talking like you usually do in boardroom, because otherwise it is going to stand out. And one of the things that we have to understand is that no matter how convinced you are about the power of stories in business, there is a huge wall between business and storytelling. And the reason it is there is the labels we have for stories. Stories are made up. Stories are for entertainment. Stories are largely for children. Exactly the opposite of what we are in business. Stories are facts. Business is fact. Business is about only sticking to the point. I mean, how many of us have not had this situation where we've been trying to explain why something hasn't happened and the boss has said, kahani mat batao. Yeah, what does that mean? That kahani is a bad word. Now, which is why when you bring stories into business, your story has to be invisible. What I mean by that is, when someone is listening to your story, he can't be saying, he's telling a story. Because as soon as your brain figures out you're telling a story, and then it figures out, it's the boardroom, you think, what an idiot.
The walls come up.
Yeah. Mm. So that's, to me, some of the key differences between storytelling and business storytelling.
And where do you see the line between brevity and storytelling? Again, the other piece that people talk about in businesses,
I don't have time for a story.
In the sense, I grew up in the consulting world where there was a lot of emphasis on less is more. You know, few points, be pithy, be to the point. So brevity was something that was celebrated. Do you see a trade-off there, or
not
is
at
that
all.
A false trade-off?
Not at all. Not at all. In fact, one of the key things I teach, and the book also talks about it, is brevity in storytelling.
Yeah. And say more. I mean,
What happens is when you have a story to tell, and because why are we doing storytelling in business? We are trying to harness three big powers of story. One is stories are easy to understand. Stories are easy to remember, and stories are easy to retell. Some of the things that you do not get in a business situation. How many offsites have you been to where the CEO or some senior leader has explained the next year's strategy? And then when people have come back and their teams have said, boss, what was discussed in Goa? He said, strategy for next year. What is the strategy? Oh, one PowerPoint will come. Why is it not repeatable? Because all that hours of so-called business clear with lots of brevity has not landed, right? Now, when you use stories or story structures, yeah, you get that power and you can do it in that same amount of time you would have otherwise taken, because in many cases, because of the layers of different English lines and sentences you're trying to use to explain something very simple, can be done with a story actually sometimes even shorter. So I don't see any fight between brevity, the desire for brevity and storytelling. In fact, in the work in storytelling, one of the critical things is brevity, because brevity is best delivered when there is simplicity in communication. And I love a Leonardo da Vinci quote which said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Yeah. And so when you are able to get very simple with your message, you're not going to be long with it. But that simple, tight story will deliver much more than what a long paragraph of a lot of huge English words would have managed to do.
I'm reminded of one of the offsites I was at when I was at Egon Zehnder. This must have been around 2012 or 2013, when Rajiv Vasudeva, the co-founder of Egon Zehnder in India, was appointed as the global CEO of the firm. Rajiv decided to share the story of his journey. He started by talking about how he first met Sanjeev and how they happened to start a consulting organization together, and subsequently how they stumbled upon executive search. He spoke about how they got in touch with multiple firms when they realized that they needed a global tie-up, and how a set of coincidences led them to tie up with Egon Zehnder. He then went on to discuss his early days in the office, where he would be the consultant and the peon in the office cleaning up when rainwaters had flooded the office floors. He spoke about the early sacrifices he and his partner Sanjeev made, how they went after the initial clients and picked the people he worked with. He must have spoken impromptu for about 45 minutes, and we all listened in rapt attention. The only sound, apart from Rajiv's voice, you could hear at that time was the sound of the waves. Through his story, he touched upon things like entrepreneurship, excellence, putting clients first, collaboration, and several other things that were core at Egon Zehnder. But that was the first time I had experienced a story from an authentic place that left a mark on me and drove home a lot of the points around corporate culture, something a precise PowerPoint hadn't done till then. If I may share another perspective here, when we share from our lives and when we are authentic in how we share and we become vulnerable, then people start relating to us very differently, and the level of trust you build suddenly goes up a notch. So while there's a business case in terms of transmission of values and strategy, I think there's also a business case in terms of superior interpersonal connects that get formed when people share authentically. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. Here you can listen to content by speakers or by themes in the curated playlist section. To be intimated when I upload new content, you can sign up at bit.ly/signup2p2p. I repeat, it's bit.ly/signup, the number 2 followed by the alphabet P, the number 2 followed by the alphabet P once again. To know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.